Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on a Monday, January 20th of 2020. 1-20-2020, also known as Martin Luther King Day. And I want to thank you folks for tuning into the show tonight. And speaking of Dr. King, I'm going to get into that in a few minutes, for a few minutes. Because I'd like to acknowledge some things. Okay. But I'm so glad that you would tune in tonight to not just to be entertained, but to learn something from the Word of God, which we base this show upon. Yes, we do other things. We do sports and that. And something new I started doing a couple months ago. I used to sing a song like just every so often. Sometimes maybe I'd go a week and not sing anything, but I would the next week. But now I make sure that I sing something every show. And you may ask, why are you singing now before you open the message, you start the message and teach? Well, because I believe worship is really important. And soon, listeners, soon, not saying as to when, but soon, I'm going to teach a lesson, or a couple of them, on worship. And why is it so important? And why is worship mean more than just a slow song? And what's the difference between praise and worship? But this is called the Miracle Man Show. And since it's called that, we like to give glory to God, the miracle worker. And so that's a bit about us and why we are, how we are. And so I'm here at the usual location, McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. And I'm kind of near the front of the store. And I'm in here at the McDonald's across the road from the plaza where Save-A-Lot and other stores are. And you can feel free to come in and say hi to the Miracle Man. You're always welcome to do that. Anytime the show is on. And, as I often do, I have with me the refreshing Coca-Cola. The McDonald's Coca-Cola, as a matter of fact. I just read an article today, published today. Forget whether it was Menuism or what website it was on, but I know it wasn't Wall Street Journal, but it was on some. I know it wasn't Fox, but, or ABC, NBC, CNN. It wasn't any of those, but it was some big site. And it talked about why McDonald's Coke can be some of the freshest. Here's why. And this is compared to other fountain Cokes, by the way. Normally, at the restaurant or at the gas station, the Coca-Cola will be delivered in bags. At a McDonald's, however, it is delivered in steel drums. So that means like it's pre-made. Next up, some restaurants do it a certain way, you know, mix the syrup in or whatever. At McDonald's, they come in chilled tubes. They do this so you can have the best Coca-Cola possible. And so it can stay the freshest possible. Right to when it comes in your cup. McDonald's has also found out, also knows that people, that if there's a cup full of ice, if you got a lot of ice in your Coke, that it tends to melt. And get kind of watery. So McDonald's puts in the right amount of sweetener. So that the best taste of Coke might be after you let the ice melt. But I don't mess with that because I don't like any ice in my Coke. I don't like any ice in my Coke. But I can tell you, as far as classic Coke is concerned, McDonald's Coke's the best. It's also among the cheapest because it's only $1.06. You can go to McDonald's, get any of the three sizes you want. A loader up with Coke, Diet Coke. Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Fanta, or that Sprite Tropic Berry. If that's what you want to do. Or now here they got Verner's. You can choose which fountain drink you're gonna put in your cup. As it's up to you. Unless you're at the drive-thru where they fill it for you. But they've crafted the Coca-Cola so well that that's why the straws at McDonald's are just a little bit wider than most. So you can get the ultimate enjoyment. From that delicious, chilled Coca-Cola from McDonald's. There's other things that McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King or these other big chains may do good at, but maybe not as good as some of these other places. Like Steak and Shake and Five Guys and what have you. The classic unflavored Coke, however, is the best at McDonald's, in my mind. Now, if it was vanilla Coke, that'd be different. But I'm just talking about the classic unflavored Coke. The reason I call it unflavored is because, like, it's just the basic. Obviously, yes, there are flavors of it, in flavors in the Coke, including trace amounts of vanilla, but not enough that you can notice. Speaking of flavors, Coca-Cola has made a new an announcement. Coming soon to a store near you, possibly this summer, possibly early, sooner, who knows? Vanilla float flavored Coke. I read an article on this last night. It's available in Japan. I don't know if this is how it'll be in America, but apparently in Japan, the flavor's not as fierce as vanilla Coke, but it's more subtle. Like, you can get kind of the ice creamy type taste in it. So it's a little more subtle. I wonder if it's going to taste like ice cream somehow. The weird thing is I don't know if it'll be the replacement for vanilla Coke, or do you think it's a different variation probably? Caitlin, what do you imagine it being? Probably that the regular vanilla gets swapped out, or what?
Probably. Here?
Yeah, here in America. You imagine the regular gets swapped out?
Maybe.
Like, that doesn't mean taken off the market. I just meant, like, swapped out, at least for a time, if you know what I mean.
With something else?
Swapped out with the vanilla Coke. Oh, or I mean, with the vanilla float Coke. That's what I mean.
Oh, really?
Because, like I was saying, the vanilla float. Unless it's going to be actually different, a different vanilla maybe. I don't know.
I don't like that.
Why?
Vanilla Coke? Not my thing. I don't like the taste of it.
Of course, listeners, as you know, to each their own. Yep, listeners, to each their own, and you get to choose. Because earlier this summer, last year, last season, they had the cinnamon Coke. I don't know. Yep, I don't know why I never had another one. I just got it at 7-Eleven. But one thing I wish McDonald's would improve on, and that is being on the cutting edge with the fountain drinks. What I mean by that is I mean having a certain Coke freestyle machine that would be like a special kind that's like specifically for McDonald's. Because I can see why they don't have the regular. Because I don't think, because the freestyle requires cartridges. You've heard that before, right? And obviously, because of those steel things, that doesn't really support cartridges, does it? That's why I was saying, if Coke could develop a special one for McDonald's, that would still have at least most of the same flavors as the Coke Freestyle. Mm-hmm. So what I would like to see them do maybe is them make one that's for McDonald's, because I tried when I was in Georgia to go to a McDonald's with a freestyle, but all the ones near my hotel and where I went, none of them had it. There's very few in America that have it. They're all in like NYC, Georgia, One's in Alabama. None are in Kentucky. None are in McDonald's hometown, which is Chicago. One had it. I know one had it, but apparently they took it out. What do you imagine it got taken out? Customers probably complained.
Probably,
the Coke probably might have not been as fresh. You would think there'd be a way to adapt those freestyles to be able to put the tubes in.
Oh, yeah. But
not all of them have it.
No.
Maybe the updated ones will, and maybe that's when McDonald's will get them.
Right.
Because McDonald's, because you remember reading that somewhere, right, that McDonald's has very specific standards for these ones?
Yeah.
That are, like, stricter than anyone else's. You heard that somewhere, too, but you forgot where? Do you remember seeing somewhere that they'd, like, do the tubes and those drum things that, like, no one else does?
What drum things?
That it gets delivered in steel drums rather than in the bags.
Really?
Yes. It's part of that. Why they do that is so that it can be fresher.
Oh. I didn't know that.
That's part of why McDonald's does it, how they do it. But, and I think it's amazing that some of the, like, the best tasting Coke you can get is also is the Coke that, based on for fountain drink, is the least amount of money. And that's kind of wild, isn't it? So as to why it is like that, I don't know why. Because they always say the best stuff is always more expensive, but not in this case. Because most places, other than the gas station, you'll pay a little more than McDonald's. But at most fast food places, you're gonna pay $1.90. You're gonna pay $2.12. For like a 21 ounce here, but here at McDonald's. I'm talking fountain. Like Taco Bell's $2.
Oh yeah, they're
That's $2.
Yeah.
But $1.90, $2, that's normal for most of them now. That's normal. Where McDonald's, the 106, that's not even close. Not even they're like half the price. And the Coke's a lot better. And that's for all three sizes. You want the 32 ouncer? Pretty much anywhere else that's not a gas station, you're gonna pay double. Well, you will at McDonald's, and it's no questions asked. So it's like incredible the difference that they're able to give a better product at a much lower price. So that's really cool. Needless to say, grab an icy cold Coke from McDonald's today and look out for, as we get into spring and summer, for Coca-Cola Vanilla Float. Vanilla Float Coke, I believe it'll be called. Also, Coca-Cola Tic Tacs coming soon to a store near you. I hope to see them in the stores soon to see. Is it more minty or is it more Coca-Cola-y? I hope it's more like Coca-Cola. Like a nice combination. What would be funny would be if it looked just like a Coke bottle. I could just be sitting there in my church drinking a Coke through a Tic Tac. I wonder if it'll be carbonated. Do you think they're carbonated? Do you think maybe they're carbonated Tic Tacs?
If they were, that would be awesome, but I don't think they will be.
Why?
I don't know if they can do that. I mean, possible. That would be really cool, and I would actually eat them.
Yes, I would. Yes. Yes, I would. I remember when I was little, sometimes, like if you put your nose too close to the carbonation and someone was pulling the pop, sometimes the carbonation would almost go up your nose. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, why is it that that only happens to little kids? Because the little nose?
Yep.
Because, like, my nose couldn't get that close unless I, like, had my head down or something on purpose.
Right.
And even then, because of the size of the arms and that, probably couldn't go up my nose.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some of you, that actually happened to you before, where a little bit of it went up your nose?
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot, though.
No.
But, was it Verner's or was it Sprite that did that?
No. No, it was actually Coke that I was drinking.
I thought it was like you were at a gathering or something, maybe, and they were pouring it in a glass for you to drink.
Oh, and you're talking about like when you go to drink it or something, like the like how it's so fizzing?
Yeah, like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you see what I mean?
Right. It's a good too.
Because the Sprite is so highly fizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mountain Dew, more commonly than not, I don't think Mountain Dew would ever do that. You doubt it?
No, probably not.
Not unless it was fresh open.
Right.
If it was fresh open, then I could see it. If it's too close to your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Verner's would totally do it, though.
Oh, really? I don't like
Verner's. I mean ginger ale.
Oh, I like ginger
ale. What?
I like ginger ale. I would do it.
That would totally do it. Would that be like Sprite or almost worse? Just as bad?
Probably, maybe.
Because it won't be like they're getting water up your nose, but like you still notice it. But anyhow, about Martin Luther King, listeners. Okay, so many years ago, Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta. He fought for civil rights. He was one of these people that believed that all people were equal, created equal. And the civil, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, it was not equal. In parts of this country, there were some of the bathrooms you would go to. It were based on your color of your skin. And it wasn't pretty. Martin Luther King made a speech, and part of it went like, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up. This nation will rise up. And that brothers and sisters who are black, white, Native American, and every creed and every nationality will just gather together. That was his dream. And then that was his dream. Later, Martin Luther King would end up being assassinated at a hotel in Memphis. We have come a long way since Martin Luther King, but we still got a ways to go. We're not perfect. I mean, people are still. Segregated in certain ways. I'm not going to get into all that, but what I'm going to get into is this. Martin Luther King left a mark on this country forever. He was actually a conservative Christian, contrary to what some people may believe. Because I saw a post today that said otherwise. That said that he was a socialist, a communist. Not to get political, but he was a good Christian man. He said, let freedom reign in the mountains of Tennessee. Let freedom reign in Arkansas and in Georgia. Let freedom ring in the hills of Mississippi. And in Kentucky and all these other states. That was what Dr. King said. So, like I said, he left a great legacy on this country for civil rights. And people will say, you know, all this stuff about, well, that race, this race, in our race, whatever. Guess what, listeners? I am here to tell you something. There is one race, the human race. Unless you got a tail, unless you can bark, unless you're a donkey and go, unless you're a kitten and you meow. But if you're a human being, there is one race, the human race. End of story. Yes. We're different. Our descendants are different. I mean, and all that, and that's all great. But there's only one actual race, the human race. But like I was saying, King left a legacy in this country. And I hope we would all just remember that. It took a lot of courage for him to do what he did and to fight for the American people, just like it took Rosa Parks a lot of courage. You know, as Christians, we got to fight for our right. We got to fight for what we believe in, too. We do. We got to fight for our rights. Fight for what we believe in. If you believe in the right to bear arms, let them know. If you believe in freedom of Christianity, let them know. If you believe we should be able to pray in school, that kids should be able to pray in school, make your voice heard. Amen. By the way, I want to thank the president for laying the groundwork for a possible return to guidance for possible prayer returning to public schools. And that would be great to see. That would be so great to see. And I'm believing God that we can get back to that. And I know usually I leave politics out, but you know, when our president is doing great things for the country, it's great to highlight. Like when you have a president who's trying to get prayer back in schools, where God was kicked out many, many years ago, before I was even born. You know why we have all these crises going on in these schools? We didn't have all this stuff going on before God was kicked out. We didn't. But then when he was, it was not pretty. It was not pretty. Nope. Mm-mm. Oh, I remember that. Leave it at that, because I do not intend to get political. Now, I pay attention to things and that, and I listen to people like Sean Hannity and that, but I'm not one of them. So, to change the subject, here's my plan for tonight. The plan for tonight is like this. I want to sing you guys a song, and then we are going to pray. Then we're going to open up to Proverbs 17 and 18. And then I'm going to exhort based on what we read. Then we're going to go into the world of sports and talk about what happened with football this past weekend. So, but first, I want to encourage you to please tell people that you know how they can be a part of the show. The number to call in, if you want to talk to the Miracle Man about anything other than politics, the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through the call screener. My assistant, Caitlin, will let me know that we have a caller, and then I'm going to get you on the air. All right. So, I want to sing you a song that's a new one. It's called You're Working. I don't know if it's Jesus culture or who it is, but. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, changing every heart. And I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning every heart. And I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. When I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the miracle worker. You are the promise keeper. You're the light in the darkness. You make a way where there seems to be no way. That's who you are, Jesus. And I worship you. Oh, mighty Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for these listeners who have tuned in tonight, wherever they are listening from. Thank you, Lord God, that they've made the determination to tune in, to hear, to learn something about you, to learn of your ways, so that they can live for you with everything they have. And I give you all the glory, honor, and praise for that tonight. Thank you that every need is met on this program tonight, in Jesus' name. And I confess, make my confession over this program, Lord God, that finances are coming into this program, that sponsors and partners are coming into this program now. I thank you that increases in listenership come to this program right now. And I confess that in the name of Jesus, most of all, I thank you that souls, a big harvest of souls comes into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got your Bible with you, open it up, please, to the book of Proverbs chapter 17. Amen. Proverbs 17. I'm excited about the Word of God. And I want to encourage you to just follow along. If I sing, you sing. As I pray, you pray. As I study the Word for the next little bit, you go ahead and study with me. Amen. As I said, we're going to Proverbs 17, and then put a bookmark in chapter 18, because right once I get done with 17, we're going to go to 18. Then I'm going to exhort you. Amen. I'm in verse 1. Better a dry cup, crust of peace, and quiet, than a house full of feasting and strife. Verse 2. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the brothers. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests the heart. A wicked man listens to evil lips, and a liar pays attention to a malicious tongue. He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Capital M, by the way. By their maker. Contempt for their maker. By the way, contempt for God. This means. And whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Children's children are a crown to the aged. I'll read it in a way that seems more modern so you understand it. Grandchildren are a crown, or we could say a blessing, to the aged. And parents are the pride of their children. Arrogant lips are unsuited to a fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is a charm to the one. A bribe is a charm to the one who gives it. Wherever he turns, he succeeds. He who covers over an offense, or covers up an offense, he promotes love. But whoever repeats the matter, he separates close friends. A rebuke impresses a man of discernment more than what 100 lashes does to a fool. An evil man is not only on rebellion. A merciless official will be set against him. Better to meet a buyer robbed with her cubs, a bear robbed with her cubs, than a fool in his folly. If a man pays back evil for good, evil will never leave his house. Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. Of what use is money in the hand of a fool, since he has no desire to get wisdom? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man lacking in judgment. A man lacking in judgment strikes hands in pledge and puts up security for his neighbor. He who loves a quarrel loves sin, and he who builds a high gate invites destruction. A man of perverse heart does not prosper. He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. To have a fool for a son brings grief. There is no joy for the father of a fool. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Oh, there goes that comedy verse. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That's the way I always hear it and understand it. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man accepts a bribe in secret to pervert the course of justice. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. It is not good to punish an innocent man or to flog officials for their integrity. A man of knowledge uses words with restraint.
Somebody out here having an 886 pickup order?
And a man of understanding is even tempered. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. Chapter 18. An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding delights, but he delights in airing his own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Yeah. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it an unscalable wall. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud. But humility comes before honor. he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out. They seek it out. A gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. The first to present his case seems right until another comes forward and questions him. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart. An offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city, and disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. The tongue has the power of life, life and death. That's where we get the idea of life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. A poor man pleads for mercy, but a rich man answers harshly. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Okay. Now, amen. So, again, a lot of great things. You know, it's better to just be when we find verse 1 of 17 again, so I can show you what it says. That's right. It says, better a dry crust of peace and quiet than a house full of feasting and strife. I don't know what that means, like just a dry crust. I don't know if that means the guy's in his attic. I don't know if that means the guy's on his roof. There's a verse in another chapter, we'll get to it soon, another day, that it, what it talks about, it's better to be on the roof of a house, sleeping on the roof, than what it is to be in the house striking. But what I want to get to you about tonight is, again, the words of your mouth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. that thing. You know that thing your doctor wants to see when you're in the doctor's office and he says, Yep, life and death are in the power of that thing. So, what are you speaking over yourself? Are you saying over yourself, I'm going to make it? Or are you saying over yourself instead, are you saying, I'm going to make it? Or are you saying with your lips, I'm doomed? And I'm not, you know, made for anything. I guess I'm just gonna. You gotta check for yourself. I'm not gonna tell you. 'Cause you gotta find out for yourself what you're saying with your mouth. It talks about like how bad it is to just have malicious lips. It's really not good at all to just have these malicious lips and always wishing harm on other people and always just being out to get people. That's not a good place to be. We should be walking in love. Because love heals. Love delivers. Love corrects. Love is just a powerful thing. It is. It really is. And you gain wisdom, you gain understanding. I don't just mean like the understanding to live life. I mean like a good a good spiritual understanding of things. So that you'll be able to understand what God thinks about this stuff. Because yes, God has a thought about it. And that's why I read to you all these things. That's why I'm taking time going through Proverbs and just digging stuff up from it. I didn't say dissecting because dissecting can make it sound bad. But going through and just taking a look at it and expressing. Now, I told you guys last time we were together that there was a verse in Proverbs 18 where it talks about a merry heart does good like a medicine, and we found it tonight. I'm just going to find it because I'm going to show it to you. Sorry about that. I'm just finding it. 17:22, so it's actually 17. It says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Or, like I said earlier, as the other version said, the The King James says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So, good to be happy. If you always tell yourself that you're miserable, you're going to be miserable. Oh, yeah. If you confess you're happy in the Lord, then praise God. You're going to get happy. You can still be happy in the Lord even if you just lost your mom or your dad or whatever. Some of you people listening to this show, I can't say I know every one of you, but some of you may have not laughed in a long time. And science has proven that it's good to laugh. It can be good for different things in the body. And so when people are saying funny stuff and you're laughing, it's good. Maybe to you, nothing's really that funny. You should just maybe take a look at it in the mirror and laugh. No, don't laugh at yourself. Well, how about this? How about laugh at the devil? Ha, 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 devil. It's over. You lost. I won. Yeah. Some of you may have not laughed in a long time. I don't necessarily know this, but just saying. Some of you may just look back and say, when's the last time I laughed? And as I said, for some of you, it might have been an extremely long time ago. And now we got a scripture that says it's good for us. Proverbs 17:22. And when I come back, we'll go to Proverbs 19:20. And just keep going through Proverbs and studying out what's in it. It's really been amazing. It's been fun just going through and looking at all these Proverbs and everything that's in them. And it's great to have the wisdom of God. And yes, it's great. Natural wisdom can be good. But ultimately what this is about is having the wisdom of God and being able to have discernment. To be able to discern things, to be able to discern, is that person being wise or is that person a fool? And so that's why it's so important that we have the wisdom of God in our lives so that we can be led by the Spirit of God as we go through our lives. And it shouldn't matter whether we're in church or whether we're at home or whether we're on the road doing errands. If we're keen on the Spirit of God, He'll guide us and He'll show us. And it could even be Jesus say, I want you to go to 1796 Edward Street and pray for these people. There'd be nothing wrong with that. I don't even know if there's an Edward Street in this town, or in Bay City, or in Saginaw, or wherever else. That's why I used that one. Just to give an idea. But he could say, I want you to go to, and then you do it. And that's what will happen if you're keen on the Holy Spirit and you have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. It won't just be Him telling you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this that way. There'll be things that He'll tell you to do. Now, this isn't a marriage seminar, so this is the only thing I'll say about it. Right near the end of chapter 18, Proverbs 18, it says, "He who finds a wife finds a great thing." And I'm gonna leave it at that because, like I said, this is not a marriage seminar. No, it's not. But all I will say is that a man should be the leader of the house. If you're married, or if you've got kids in your house, or even if it's just you and a couple of other guys, the older one of you, needs to be the man of that house. So you're the man of that household. Amen. God designed it so that a man would be the leader of that house. God did. But that's all I'm going to say about it. That's it. Lord, I thank you for the time and the word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners will take this word to heart. That will clean up our act, humble ourselves before Him, or before you, Lord, get rid of the pride, cut out the gossiping, or whatever else that we're doing that's not in your will or your ways, that we would instead live for you, and that we would pay attention to you, pay attention to your Spirit, and that we would be led by. That we would just take all of this to heart. So that we can live better as Christians. So that we can live the best life that we know how to live. For you. Not for us, for you. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. 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 All right. Now, basketball. No, football. Yesterday, in your AFC, the day cap, you had the Chiefs taking down the Titans. Yes, I am sad to tell you, the ship known as the Tennessee Titans ship has sunk. As they ran into a very tough Titans team. The Titans started out on a 10-0 run, leading 10-0. Then the Chiefs come back to score 21 unanswered, so that at halftime, close to halftime, it's 21-10. Third quarter, at one point, became 21-17. Then the Chiefs would get another, then the Titans would score again to make it 28-17. Then the Chiefs would score, then the Titans. The Titans fall 35-24. That would be your final score. Eric Henry, another good night, but not quite like what he had the previous two weekends. But you got to say, job well done to the job well done to that coach at Tennessee and all those players. Great effort. Just 11 points short of their second Super Bowl. For the Chiefs, this is their second Super Bowl in over 50 years. 50 years! And this is Super Bowl 54. The Chiefs won the first Super Bowl. Unless the Packers did, I'm going to fact check it. And I'll remind you when I get back tomorrow night. So, anyhow, the Chiefs won. Now, they were without the services of guard Andrew Wiley from Midland. I hope he can be back for the Super Bowl. I also hope they can win the Super Bowl. I would love to have Andrew Wiley visit this town and have him come with his Super Bowl ring on and get to show us all and to be able to get a photo with that thing. That would be so cool. As he was on Milton High's team for varsity team for a couple seasons. 2010 and 2011. That would be so cool. But let's look at the NFC side. Last night, the 49ers beat the Packers 34-20. At one point, it was 27-0 at halftime in favor of the 49ers. Packers worked their way back, got it to 27-20. But then the 49ers scored another touchdown to make it 34-20. Now the 49ers last year were 4-12, including beating the Lions. In which case, then they would have been, if the Lions would have beat them, they would have been 3-13. This year, they made it to Super Bowl 54. What a quick turnaround. That coach is doing a great job with those players. With that, their running back, who was featured last night, he was dismissed by 7 different NFL teams. 7. And now he's going to the Super Bowl. So it's just a great story. 49ers are looking to win their to get their first Super Bowl win since the 1994 season. They won 4 in the 80s, including the one in Detroit, 1981 season. So the date of it was actually 1982, but still, 1981 season, as they had beaten the Bengals. By the way, the 1981 Super Bowl, 1982 actually, the year was not in 1982, but the season was 1981. But in Super Bowl number 16 was at the Pontiac Silverdome. In Pontiac. So it was the first Super Bowl to be held in the North. And then it was held 24 years later in the city of Detroit. It's been 14 years since the last Super Bowl held in Detroit. My hope is there can be another one held there in the next 10 years. That's my hope. We'll have to wait and see. But the 49ers, I have to say, that is just a miraculous turnaround. And it was just great what they were able to do. And just regroup for a couple of years and not being good at all. They got good quick. I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I'll let you know next Wednesday what I think, who I think will win, and why. Now, Tom Brady and a couple of other key football guys, coming quarterbacks, are free agents. Phillip Rivers, the one who's been in, who was on the Chargers for a very long time, he moved out of San Diego and moved to Florida to be closer to his family. So, there's some talk that Brady could be going to, no, excuse me. There are rumblings on ESPN, people speculating that he could, that Brady could maybe go out to the Chargers. By the way, Brady had lived in California for much of his life. But, yeah, I mean, back in his younger days. But then he went to U of M, and then he went to Boston, New England, to play football. And that's where he's been ever since. So that means that the Chargers basically will have an opening at quarterback. May Brady go out there? It's possible. What about Brady coming to Detroit? I don't know. If they do, they'll have to trade Stafford. And if we get Brady, we'll have, I'd like to see us get a couple good wide receivers. A couple more good wide receivers. And then also, we need some help in the secondary. Detroit does really bad. If we want to do what San Francisco was able to do, go from 3-12-1, or what could have been 4-12 if they would have actually won the Arizona game, to go into the Super Bowl, they would have to get a much better running game, like that guy from San Francisco who rushed for 200 yards last night. 200 yards. It's been a long time since we've had anyone rush for that many yards in a game. And the Lions haven't even sniffed a Super Bowl. Nope. Mm-mm. The closest they ever got to a Super Bowl was that the Super Bowl was in Detroit in 06. And at the Silverdome in 82. But that's the closest they've got. That's just a little sniff. Only to be turned away. And in 1992, they played in the NFC Championship game. Only this. They got destroyed by the Redskins. There was a certain toy I had that used to make that noise when I was little. I don't know if it meant something was wrong. I mean that something happened, like in my game or something, but... Does that sound familiar from a certain toy? Does that kind of sound familiar, Caitlin, for some reason? That a certain toy, I think it was called Henry or something that I used to have. No. That totally sounds like a loser sound or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Basically, that's basically how the Lions have done even trying to make the Super Bowl. Yeah, as they have, but we'll see. Hopefully, they can at least make some moves that can get them in the right direction. We're going to have to work on health. Health will be a key factor. And they can trade all they want to get the best players, but what's the point of that if they're not going to stay healthy? You got to have the right trainers and that to make sure. So that these guys are healthy. And you've got to have good pass protection for the quarterback. And you've got to have good, you got to be able to protect the quarterback. You got to be able to have a good running game and not have multiple running backs go down because they all got hurt. So what you got to do if you're going to win, you're going to go to and hopefully win divisional playoff games and NFC championship games and Super Bowls. As the Lions haven't been in a divisional game since 1992. 1991 season, actually. So, hopefully they can do some good things in free agency and then in the draft for the Lions. For Pistons, they won a game. They beat They had beaten somebody though this weekend. I forget who, but I know they got a win. You know, that Red Wings continue to suffer problems with losing games, often by wide margins. And then this weekend, what do you know? Michigan State was able to win their game as they beat Wisconsin. Michigan, not so lucky. Lost another game, this time to Iowa. After starting the year so well. But Michigan's been going down a kind of a path. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.